Spiritual, the podcast.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Spiritual Podcast, episode 2. I'm Nikki Renfro Martinez.
And I'm Haley McAvoy.
And we're so excited that you're listening and you've stayed tuned since our first episode. So this is our first real episode. We had one meet and greet episode where it was just us explaining what to expect in this podcast. Mm-hmm. And this week, we were so excited to have one of our best friends, Christina Reese, on the podcast to talk about spirituality and religion. Mm-hmm. And we had a very great conversation, and you will hear all of that.
Yes, yes. We hope you enjoy. We hope you get some good thoughts, some good laughs, and that you leave us some comments and emails or drop us a DM, if that's a phrase, on our Instagram.
Yes. Send us some things. Yes. Tell us suggestions or questions that you have. Hopefully this episode is thought-provoking and you can bring this back to your circle of friends and it can start conversations within that. That's really our goal. We're not experts, but right. We like talking about stuff like this while also enjoying some spirits.
Yeah.
AKA alcohol.
Yes.
Yes. Well, stay tuned.
Okay. Hi, Christina.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Today we have Christina Reese here with us. She's our amazing friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Special.
Yeah, so special, as we said last week. And weirdly, I said she's brutally frank, which I think is a weird way of saying just honest.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I love hearing that.
Yeah, yeah. I met you when I first moved to the city and we were dancing for a company together. Mm-hmm. And then snagged you up for Semanticos, my company.
I was so happy to be snagged.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. The reason Semanticos is what it is today.
That's true. Yeah, that's not true.
Yes. Oh, everybody knows. Even our newbies know about Christina.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, I was like, Christina was with the company, but like, you know, I'm not the reason it's around. You're the reason it's around.
Around if it was just...
Yeah. You like did all the things where you're like, okay, if we're gonna be a company,
right.
Before I was in it,
yeah,
you were like, we have to do this.
Yeah,
I don't think so, but thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet. So one of the reasons, besides the fact that you're our best friend, for you being on our first episode, being our first guest, is because you're an atheist.
Perfect. Yeah, very different than us.
Yeah,
which is so great.
Yeah, and I've always felt I've always felt like you were one of the very few atheists that I was able to have really productive conversations with about religion, because it never felt like you were judgmental, and I felt like we were honestly both just curious about each other's ideals.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about you both. Yeah. I think that it's rare to be able to, like, know you have radically different views and genuinely have a conversation without an agenda, and I think it's, like, special that we're able to do that, and it doesn't, like, tarnish our friendship at all, so.
I agree.
Cherish that.
Me
if
too.
Only more people were like that. I just feel like it's so rare.
Right.
With any religion or, like, any belief system for people to not be, you know, so stuck in it without
It's hard not to get defensive and, like, feel attacked, and I think that's totally human and normal, but it is. It's easy to get heated and stuff like that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Which is why in this podcast I'm not going to be brutally frank.
Yeah. As I preface.
No, I'll be honest. I will be honest. Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it wasn't until the last conversation about religion that we had that I didn't realize that you were raised in, was it Catholic or like...
Oh, I wasn't really raised. No, Greek Orthodox.
Oh, okay.
But no, my parents were, they stopped being religious when I was like 6 or 7.
Right.
So the memories I have of religion, I was still young enough to where they're very, very vague.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would still say I was raised in an atheist family. My sister, I mean, she was more like 16, 17.
Yeah.
So she really lived half her life as a very religious person, half her life as an atheist. So she'd be very interesting to have on here. Yeah. But no, I would say I was mostly raised in an atheist household.
Would your parents say that they're atheists now? Like, are they, they're like, we're not what we used to be?
Yeah. I would say so. They would probably call themselves that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we were just talking about your past. So nowadays, like, what role does spirituality and religion play in your life? Like, does it play any role, or is it something that once you've decided this, you're like, it's not even, like, a thought in the background?
It's something I think about a lot, but I wouldn't say it plays an active role, especially religion. I think of religion as kind of organized religion, and mm-hmm. then spirituality. I don't know how you guys define it or how you're thinking of it. What do you really mean by spirituality?
That's a great question. I think connecting to, like, anything, I think even as someone who who's, I would call myself Christian. I'm sure, mm-hmm. like, a lot of Christians, if they knew, like, what that I don't follow any of the rules, yeah, or that I, like, really harshly don't believe in a lot of the rules, wouldn't call me Christian.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I think a lot of times if I'm especially speaking to someone who's not Christian, then I call it spirituality, and that instead of, like, calling it God or mm. relating something back to God, it's, like, the universe or sure. or an energy or an aura. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
I would say spirituality is, like, just feeling a connection to something else besides yourself that's mm-hmm. not tangible. Physical.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. I Googled it.
Oh.
Spirituality is the quality of being concerned with the human spirit or soul as opposed to material or physical things.
Sure.
So I think, yeah, just that connection.
Yeah.
I definitely value connection over material things for sure. I think where I differ a bit with, like, someone that might call themselves spiritual is I think of it as, like, between the two people, I believe in, like, energy between two people mm-hmm. and, like, nonverbal communication and, like, all these things that we can't really put our finger on, or, like, when you walk into a room and you're like, I don't know why, but I like that person, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, I've met people that I, like, instantly know I'm going to be friends with. I believe in stuff like that, but I think I draw the line at, it's just different things with, like, either brain waves or, like, just how we're, like, nonverbally speaking to each other. Versus, like, there's an outside force. Mm. I think that's kind of where I don't believe. Mm-hmm. But I think about it a lot because I think it's really intriguing. And mm-hmm. I think that the idea of death is really scary, especially mm-hmm. as an atheist. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I definitely think about these things, but I wouldn't say religion or spirituality play a role in that. They guide my life in any sort of way. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
If
that
but it's there sense. In your brain.
Yeah, I like to think about these things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, after talking about, like, how you grew up and the role religion played in that, knowing that, like, you have very few, like, strong memories,
mm-hmm.
like, what sparked your change of mind growing up in a Greek Orthodox
mm-hmm.
family, even though that was so long ago? Like, did you even feel a deep connection to it?
I didn't, no. I was so little that it wasn't really an active switch. Like, if I didn't have, like, vague memories of donuts and OJ from church, or, like, vague memories of pretending to read the Bible to make my dad happy, like, these are just, like, yeah, these are just, like, distant memories that almost seem like a movie. In reality, there didn't really feel to be a switch because I was
they
so
were
young.
Even there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so funny. I would, like, bring other books to read. I remember vaguely bringing A Great and Terrible Beauty to church, that book that I wanted to get
yeah.
tattooed on me.
Yep.
And, like, putting it inside of the other book. And I remember, like, my grandma trying to, like, follow along. And she was like, what is this? And I get in so much trouble. Yeah, I think everyone funny. Pretended to read
the Bible.
The things. Maybe. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
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 I definitely didn't.
I worked in Sunday school, and, like, there are very few, I mean, when I went to...
You worked in Sunday school?
Yeah, my mom worked in the 3-year-olds room.
Did.
It was hilarious because...
Oh,
we
I remember
like,
this.
Yeah.
You'd fuck with the kids.
Yeah, that was what we did. That was the fun part. It was pretending, like, Play-Doh would, like, turn, we'd put it in a cabinet and, like, turn it into bread, and they'd be like...
Oh, my God. You guys are awful.
Yeah. But it was so fun, and you would, like, make it, she'd put it into a story in a really cute way, but, like, it would be just hilarious. Like, it was a very fun Sunday to watch 3-year-olds' minds be blown by,
and
like,
how would you,
them.
Like, get them to believe that stuff happened in the Bible when you, like, tricked them so many
yeah.
times?
Yeah, right.
That's a great
just
question.
Just traumatizing
yeah.
children.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great question.
Mess with them too much.
Yeah, yeah. I think in general, like, that's a fun part of kids is, like, just, yeah. Like, that's a part of the reason of having kids is just to laugh at them. But, yeah.
Is Adam an atheist? Christina's husband's name's Adam.
Yeah, I think he calls himself an atheist. But also, I like to say that I call myself an atheist, and as does Adam, I believe. I can't really speak for him. But I recognize that I don't know, as I feel everyone should recognize that they don't know.
Yeah.
I acknowledge that a lot of people do think they really know, but in the end of the day, I acknowledge I could be wrong. I hope I am wrong. I mean, it'd be awesome if life I was wrong and there really is life after death. Like, that'd be awesome. So, I don't... When I say atheist, yes, it is what I believe, but, like, I'm not going to sit here and try and convince anyone that I'm right, because I don't know if I'm
who knows? Does anyone know? No. Yeah, how can we possibly know?
Yeah. Which is why I think we all can have conversations about it, because I think there's a blanket statement of, like, but we can't know for sure with all of our beliefs, right?
Right.
Even though we genuinely believe it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think that even, like, we've talked about friends of, like, you know, some religions that where there may be in a sect that teaches that you shouldn't have questions, and I think it goes along with the fact that, like, if you're taught not to question something, are you really investigating it? Are you really
have
a belief?
Faith.
Yeah, exactly. Or are you just blindly following? And I think because we all can agree that, like, no, we don't know everything.
Mm-hmm.
We very well could be wrong, but this is what we're looking
at now.
This
is what resonates with me.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Stick with it, and I could be wrong, but it works.
Right. Yes.
And I'm not going to stop questioning it.
Yeah.
It's just, this is what
it
means now.
And I don't have to hate someone else for not believing it.
Like, you're doing the same thing. Everyone's just doing their best, trying to...
Exactly. That's the thing. Whatever works for everyone. As long as you're not hurting or shaming others.
Yes.
If it works for you, great.
Right.
That's all there is to it.
Yes. I completely agree. So I feel like both you and Adam have, like, totally... questioned your beliefs and thought about things, but do you think that you'll raise your kids with, I feel like most people that have thought about religion and have come to their own decision come from backgrounds where they already were introduced to religion versus the people that I know that are like, oh yeah, I don't believe in anything, I'm not religious, spiritual, and they have, like, no background to it because they never were ever introduced from their families. So what would you tell your children? Like, what do you guys have? Like, so far off.
No, but that's a good, an interesting question. I feel like the most dangerous thing to teach is just to not think for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I don't believe in God, I don't want my kids not to believe in Him just because I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to teach my kids that they should explore their options and think about it for themselves and come to whatever conclusion they want. Again, I want, as long as they're not hurting or shaming others or feeling shame themselves, I think that's where I just really don't feel comfortable, is when someone believes in something that makes them feel guilty for being who they are. As long as we can avoid that territory, I want them to explore any different belief they want. I want them to be exposed as much as possible to as much as possible, and then come to whatever decision they want, because I feel like ultimately teaching someone to be a good person is detached from religion, and you can teach it through religion, but you don't need religion to teach someone to be a good person.
Right.
And I think thinking for yourself is really important. So if I can instill those two values in my kids, then whatever religion they end up being, that's fine.
I feel like that's where, like, the world is now. And, like, that's why yoga is, like, such a needed thing. Because I think people who aren't religious are gravitating towards it because so much of the things that are taught in a lot of religions, like, just being a decent human being, is in yoga without this connection to, like, God or, like, those things that turn people off.
Absolutely.
So I know if someone says
and
that in a yoga class, you're like... like, automatically, like, okay, it sounds like you're putting your beliefs on someone else when you mention anything of the sort underneath any of the umbrellas of religion.
Yeah.
Right.
But because yoga is so universal, and it's still just teaching you how to be a good human being, and with that, like, self-reflection aspect.
Yeah.
I also feel like something that people that aren't religious or go to church miss out on is, like, that sense of community. Mm-hmm. I think community is so important, and you really get that through going to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. So if you don't go to church every Sunday, you need to find that elsewhere. And mm-hmm. whether that's through yoga or meditation and realizing that we're all one, we're all the same.
Mm-hmm. But the workout clubs, like, wherever you find that,
yeah. You need to find some community where you have a common goal and love, because otherwise, I think you just feel alone, and we're social beings, and we need that connection. It mm-hmm. just, there's, like, so many statistics that show how much happier it makes us, and, mm-hmm. like, improves your quality of life and how long you live. It's just, yeah, you need that connection, that community.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Yeah. Me too.
And I think yoga gives you that for sure, as do a lot of other things.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of things do, and I think there's just such a need for that.
Oh, yeah, like, especially today. Not even today. A
need for religion. Yeah, nowadays, like, people are so disconnected. It's just, like, that need for, like, being connectedness present. And otherness. Yeah, and being present, and just, like, being there. Because there's so many things that take us out of the moment. And I do think people can be taught that through religion.
Yeah.
I don't think I was really taught that through religion. I think I found that through other means.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah, just there's such a need for it.
Yeah, I think people are starving for connection these days.
Oh my god, I think people are. That's why so many people are, like, killing themselves and
are
depressed. Like, so the rise of all of those depression, awful things and anxiety. Suicide, it's people don't feel connected. Yeah. I think.
Yeah. I think that's the root of it too.
Yeah, and even just as yoga or another place to. Even though I would always go to church. I went to a mega church because I was like, I don't want anybody to talk to me. Like, I don't want it. I didn't ever wanted to feel like. Anybody was trying to bring me to God, like, or, like, show me that, you know, I didn't like that feeling, so I didn't want to talk to anybody. It was the, like, point of, like, taking time out of my day to think about how to be a better person that I wouldn't have had otherwise, but I can't.
Like meditation.
But I do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
yeah, exactly. Or some just, like, being there and, like, talk about listening it. To what's going on without talking to people. Yeah. When I go to church with my family, because I don't know, I have to. Yeah.
Right.
It's like, I hope no one talks to me, exactly. But it's not about that. And just, like, being there with these people listening to the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it is nice to have that excuse to just reflect and, like, think about yourself, not in a narcissistic way, but, like, how you reflect, how you relate to others and, like, your decisions and where you're going in life.
Yeah.
You don't carve out that time.
You don't grow.
You don't grow and you don't get to it.
Yeah.
We're all so busy, even though I don't think we should be as busy as we are.
I
think we're busybodies, but yeah, I feel like it's nice to have that carved out time for church or yoga or whatever. Mm-hmm. If it means reflecting.
I
completely
agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to adopt that European lifestyle.
I know, but, like, a little bit more. Like, sometimes I'm like, okay, guys, like, the train could come on time if we all just did our job.
Amsterdam. Yeah. Amsterdam is the best. So is
they have, like, a good work-life balance.
And Switzerland. Yeah, they have that European flair where they're... And these... I'm saying Switzerland and Amsterdam, because it's two places I've been. I'm sure there's lots of other great countries, too.
Like Italy or
Spain? I mean, Italy's a little...
They're
like... Yeah. They're pretty bad.
Chill.
But I...
chill.
I love it.
No, I love Italy. I love Italy. And I love Spain. But I feel like Amsterdam and Switzerland, just the two examples I've been to, they have that European flair where they realize that you should take, like, a 3-hour dinner and connect with your loved ones and, like, enjoy the simple things in life.
Yeah.
But also, like, it's, like, a very efficiently run, like, country.
Yeah.
Or Holland is. And Switzerland, I think.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like every time, maybe it's because we're on vacation.
Nice.
But every time we're there and there's none of that, like, hustle and bustle, you're like, wait, I actually don't have anywhere else that I need to be. And I feel like here, like, yes, we do have places to be, but then sometimes when I'm rushing, I'm like, wait, if I don't make it,
who's gonna die?
Yeah, right. Literally,
who cares?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, this morning, I was literally gonna run people over to get to this yoga class. And then I got there, and they're like, we knew you were going to come. We were going to hold the doors open for you. Like, you can come late anytime. And, like, luckily, I know the people. It's the studio I teach at.
Yeah.
So I told them I'm coming from work. But I didn't have to run over people to get there.
And also, like,
that's not important.
We pencil people in and, like, feel guilty if we don't have plans. Or we just, like, are lazy or, like, have a long whatever.
Oh, yes.
I just feel like the Europeans do it right. They genuinely enjoy their moments with their friends and their family and dinners. And, yeah, it's really a nice life.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. There's lots of a focus on, like...
Oh, I'm going to totally move there. I don't know when, but...
I was reading that, like, Americans, we measure our success on how busy we are. Like, not even how
I just read that
productive
somewhere.
We are. Just how busy we are. We're not doing enough if we're not constantly hustling.
Yes.
And I totally feel that.
Yes.
And
but it's so sad. Yeah. It's such a sad life, because when we are hustling, we're like, we have no time to see our friends or watch our shows or read our books or just, like, sit down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah.
My favorite podcast, Armchair Expert.
A little plug in there,
Jess.
Yeah, for all,
for all of our 70 listeners. Yeah.
I'm going to get Dex Shepard some more listeners. Your listeners. No, but Monica, who's the co-host, was saying her New Year's resolution is to, whenever people say, how's it going, or how are you, to not say, I'm busy. Because that's such a go-to. And as soon as she said that, I was like, I do that all the time. It's like,
proud. I've heard
to
that
be
before.
Like,
right.
Oh, good, busy.
I'm
busy,
so
as always.
Busy.
Yeah.
Are we really
it's
that
always
busy?
What I tried to do that before.
Yeah.
I heard it a long time ago. And I completely forgot about it until now. But I still say it now.
Yeah.
But at the same
time,
it's
so true.
But
that's a good idea.
I also, I do feel like it's true. Everyone's busy. And we shouldn't be this busy, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like, and this is like veering away from the topic a little bit, but saying I'm busy is like automatically focusing on the negative versus just being like, you know what, life's really good. I got dinner the other day, or, you know, I did my podcast with my two best friends the other day. Like, instead we go straight to, oh my god, I'm busy.
Yeah, I have so much to do all the time.
Work was crazy. Oh, and then I had to go do that. I don't know. It's also a little bit of that.
It's
so
like feeding into that same, like, it's important to be busy
and
like
patting ourselves on the back for it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Right.
So we feel guilty to say, like, great, I had a relaxing weekend.
Yeah.
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 Yes. I do try to say that more too, though. Like, I did nothing this weekend. I tell to my students all the time.
That's
like,
nice.
What did you do, Miss Renfro?
Mm-hmm.
I literally did nothing,
and
it was
best.
So nice.
Yeah. I'm always jealous when people say I did nothing. I'm like,
Like, I wish I could do that.
So nice.
But whenever I feel like I have nothing to do for some reason, I end up saying yes to things, and then
I feel guilty.
All of a sudden, I'm like, I was doing nothing, so I'll say yes, 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 and then I'm booked, and I'm like, well, fuck, now I'm tired.
It
sucks. And I didn't get to do nothing like I wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm, like, in this weird in-between in my life where, on the one hand, I'm trying to realize my own boundaries and not say yes to everything just because I'm invited. Because then I just get exhausted, and I'm starting to just realize that that's not me. Like, I need some nights in, but then I also don't want to, you know, say no to too many things and, like, not see my friends and get too homebody-ish.
Yes.
So I'm, like, trying to find the perfect balance.
Oh, yes. I think the beginning, I don't know if it was the beginning of the school year. Maybe it was last, but I told Jose that it was going to be the year of no. And whatever my job asked me to do that I, like, was not a part of my job, but I did not want to do, the answer was no, and it was going to be no, and there was not going to be, I told myself I was not going to give an explanation.
That,
besides,
that,
this is not my job.
Yeah.
That's not my job, so I'm not doing it.
Right.
And it went, I mean, there was definitely some conflict, you both know, but then at the end of the day, I was like, that's not my job, and they were like, you know what, you're right, at the end of it, that was the end of it.
Yeah.
And it worked, and I was like, yeah, that's nice.
You know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to say no more so to social plans without having to give, like, a white lie or, like, bullshit excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to just be like, no, I could really use the night in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if the person doesn't understand, which is, like, more often likely than if I were to give, like, a legit, quote-unquote legit excuse, but, like, maybe, why, you know, like, why lie?
Yeah.
It's not usually a blatant lie. It's something like, oh, I have to explain that I didn't get much sleep last night, and the reason I didn't get much sleep is because I had this much work this day. No, bottom line is, I need a night in. Like,
exactly.
Hopefully you can understand.
Yeah.
That's it.
If
like,
you're
we're
my
getting
friend,
work
you can understand.
In your 20s.
Yes,
and I also feel like most people understand
that.
Right. I feel like I say that, and people are like, oh, I wish I could do that. I'm like,
So
right,
let's all do
watch
it.
The Halloween Championship Baking
Contest. Right. Focus, focus,
and
all the sweet That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yes. That's so true.
Yeah.
That's someone asked me to do something on Friday, and I was like, you know what, I've just been really itching to watch Hocus Pocus, and Friday's my only time.
Friday's my Hocus Pocus night.
You're going to girls' night in with my dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
No, it is. I think even when we tell ourselves that we should be saying no, we have to, like, validate it and have all these excuses. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no can it's just fine. Be the answer. That can be right. the end of the sentence. No, I don't. I can't do it that night.
I don't
Whatever.
Know
you don't have to give an excuse.
Yeah.
Whenever the rare time someone has said that to me, I feel, like, a lot closer to that person.
Yeah. You're like, yes.
Wow. Well, and also, wow, you trust me enough to, like, really tell me the truth. Like, you feel
right.
close enough to me to where you don't need to give me a bullshit reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
yeah.
really nice, and I'm totally respectful of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I like it when
right, you're like, it's
that.
Honest. So you're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It makes you feel closer.
Mm-hmm.
I completely agree. We went to, I don't know the name of it.
We went to Cabra.
Yes,
Cabra.
The rooftop bar restaurant in the Hackton Hotel
mm-hmm.
above our favorite yoga studio. Well,
the space between.
One of our favorites, yeah.
This week,
I got the Lima's Dreamin'.
Lima's Dreamin'.
What did you guys get?
I got the Golden Hour.
Okay.
The Nueva Soul.
Yes.
The place was super cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute. Great vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plants hanging from the ceiling.
Yes.
Nice rooftop area
yes.
with hangy dangly lights.
Mm-hmm. They have
the
a pool.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
The food smelled delicious. We didn't order food, but everything
mm-hmm.
that we saw
super
looked
classy.
And smelled delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Super classy, really cool place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
I would go back, like, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And order some food next time.
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a fun date night spot.
Yeah, super cute. And, like, so poppin' on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poppin' on a Tuesday.
Everything in that area is poppin' on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of sickening.
Yeah.
But now we're drinking a Malbec by...
Oh, Catena Alta. It's rated by a wine spectator with 91 points, which is basically just a big wine magazine, but they also always rate wines really well. I've never tried something on their point system that I didn't really like.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I see it in the stores, I'm like, oh yeah, I like that. And I tried this maybe a year ago, and really, really liked it. And so when I saw that it was on sale at Whole Foods for $16.99 instead of $17.99,
mm-hmm.
I was
oh my.
Like, oh,
such a big
I'll
sale.
Go.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So yeah. It's really good.
Sammy.
I mean, I like it. Do you guys like it?
I like it.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I already know that I don't normally choose Malbecs.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they're
spicy. Yeah, they're a little, like, not sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
complete opposite of
Mickey
what I normally
likes
choose.
Sweet wines.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like it.
Yeah,
drinkable.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinkable, with tannin,
full
body.
Mm-hmm.
Full body.
How do you feel you're perceived by people of faith as an atheist? Like, do you feel like people judge you or automatically when you say
yeah.
you're an atheist? What are the vibes?
It's a little bit of like a something I'm sensitive about or just like self-conscious about because I do feel with some people I actually don't say atheist because I'm like, oh, that's gonna come off wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say like not religious or. Yeah, I'll pretty much just say not religious.
You do
yeah,
feel a type
just,
of way because you asked us.
I
we're
did.
At like a pop-up
yeah.
Christmas place and you were like, so if someone tells you they're an atheist, what do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, because
Santa
I,
baby.
For some
yeah.
reason.
Santa baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this is just in my head. I hope it is. And you can tell me what you think. But I feel that if someone has just told me they're religious through whatever story or whatever they've just told me, for some reason, by saying I'm atheist, I feel like it has such a harsh connotation that it's almost like I'm saying, FYI, I think you're wrong.
Right.
Yeah. And as opposed to, like, if you're just a different religion, it's like, we all believe in something, and I happen to be raised this way, and you were raised this way.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, atheist, for me, I feel like carries that weight, and I wish it didn't. Because we all believe in something different,
mm-hmm.
even if that means believing in the absence of something.
Right.
So, I will admit that, unfortunately, with some people, I feel like if I'm a little extra nervous, I'll just say, I'm not very religious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If I feel really comfortable with someone, I'll say I'm atheist. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's in my head, but I do feel like it has this harsh
connotation. I don't think it's in your head.
No, it's definitely not in your head.
I definitely
feel...
No, no! No!
No, I wasn't... wasn't going to say that. No, I do think that if someone, like, I think it all depends on how someone says it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way that you always have said it.
I just interrupt them. Well, I'm an atheist.
Yeah. So you don't do that. Yeah. And it just, like, comes in and it's not aggressive. It's just like, this is what, it just, you just give the right vibes with it. But the times where other people have said it, in my experience, it has been aggressive. So then how when they do say it, it does sound like they're saying, like, well, I think that you're stupid for believing that there's this magical outside force kind of thing. Like, they're above it because they don't. Like, they put science above.
People think that,
No,
I do think people think that about atheists. Not that atheists think that.
But I'm like, I now am relating that. How could you think that?
Yeah.
Into what that atheist person is thinking about me when they're like, how could you believe that there's a man in the sky? And that's like, you know, if that's the way they say it with the same tone, that you're like, oh, you think I'm like uneducated, or you think that I grew up in a small community and I'm,
I think that it's all about just not having an agenda. And I think that's on both ends. Like, I also feel like some people learn I'm an atheist and then it's about convincing me. Like, they'll follow up with certain questions that are, like, kind of probing about, like, well, what experiences have you had? Like, have you ever experienced a miracle? Like, kind of things that I can tell they're just trying to convince me.
Right.
As a lot of atheists might do with, like, well, what proof do you have? And it's like, all this is just an agenda.
Yeah.
It's never going to lead anywhere.
Right. You're exactly not the face that I picture someone saying,
oh, really?
I'm an atheist.
Yeah, it's like, it's all people speaking with an agenda and with no desire to hear the other person out. And I feel like you learn the most interesting things from people that think completely different than you. So yeah, I hope people don't perceive me that way. I also feel like, just like with anything, language is so potent that if I sense from someone that atheist is going to set them off, I won't say it.
Right.
I mean, just like I change my language with other things, you know, based
on Gemini. We're all Geminis.
We're Geminis.
Yeah. No. Okay, pause. We're not two-faced. We're adaptable. We pick up the vibes of other people, and we're like, all right.
Yeah. How can I make this easiest for, like, this interaction?
Right.
Yeah.
Going back to what you were saying, though, about how you feel if you say you're an atheist, I feel the same way about people saying that they're Catholic, or if I'm saying I'm Catholic. I don't think I ever say I'm Catholic.
But it's such
and I don't
a
feel like
budget.
If so people say Catholics. It to me, and I feel like I am Catholic because that's what I was raised, but at the same time, my views have shifted so much since that even when people do say that, I just feel like there's such a negative connotation about stating your any sort of thing that, that people automatically are like, oh, this might be, not always, but, oh, this might be, they're gonna try to get me to go along with whatever they're saying, whatever the case is.
Or they're gonna think I'm like, even when I say I'm Christian, I think maybe they think I'm gonna be closed-minded, and I would assume.
Right,
like,
I feel like people
Catholic,
would think
that,
that
I'm like, oh, maybe they would think that too.
Yeah, like, it's like, I don't want people to have a negative connotation about me, because I'm so, all the closed-mindedness of Catholicism and Christianity, I don't feel like I have.
Right.
So why even give people an opportunity to think that I do? Which I think goes back to you being like, I don't want people to think I'm bad because I'm an atheist. I just feel
like
religion has such a bad rap nowadays.
I think it's also the bubble of being in Chicago. I feel like there's probably parts of the country where it would be shameful to not say you're Catholic.
Oh, yes. I'm sure you go to, like, a rural place and you're like, I'm an atheist, and they kill you while you're sleeping.
But no, I think it's being in a big city. Like, I think it's actually probably more rare for someone to be super religious.
Yeah.
Maybe especially of our age. But I don't know. I don't feel like if anyone tells me they're Catholic, I know so many Catholic. I know a lot of Catholic people, and I know a lot of Jewish people. Those are, like, the two big religions I think I probably know the most of. And I don't feel that way at all. I mean, personally, and I don't feel like that's, like, a societal connotation. I don't know.
That might be a me.
It might be a you thing. It also is one thing to call yourself Catholic, and it's another thing to follow every rule of Catholicism.
Right.
That's the thing. I feel like when people say they're Catholic, a lot of times, I assume that they follow most rules. Mm-hmm. Not all. Who follows all of the rules?
Let's be honest. People that don't have 10 kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the priest.
Yeah.
But yeah, I assume that they follow most of the rules. So then I'm like, we're not going to get along.
Yeah.
Because there's rules that I don't agree with. So automatically, there's that.
But even that,
that's so true. Most people don't follow the rules.
Well, and also, isn't our whole thing that even if they did, we would want to, like, hear them out and hear, like, why and, like, really connect with them?
Oh, totally.
Because that's, assuming this is someone that you connect with in other ways and would be friends with, like, why not use that as an opportunity to, like, learn why they follow these rules that might be bizarre to you.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true. I don't think I hear it from young people, to be completely honest. I'm thinking more, like,
more rare.
Older people where I'm like, you're following, I can hear, I know that you follow the rules that I completely disagree with.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, gay rights and, like, things like that where you're like, why?
Yeah, and ultimately those aren't rules upon themselves unless they are gay and they're choosing, like, not to live their fullest lives. It's like,
no, yeah, exactly. Those are there's rules, a rules that they're putting on other people.
Right. Yeah, that
those that's, were, that's where I'm like, I don't, who cares what you do?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
Do whatever you need to do.
Right, but you can't say that your views are correct and that everyone needs to follow. Like, that's where there's issues.
Or even judge somebody else for that. Like, what? Why is it hurting you?
Well, what's interesting is that there, it's all coming from a good place. Like, if I'm pro-choice, but, and I don't know if you guys are.
Oh, definitely.
But,
100%.
But if I genuinely believed that these were, like, if I genuinely believed that it was the same thing as killing a real baby that was out in the world, I would stop, I would try and stop women from getting abortions. Like, you know, it's like, it's coming from a place of, like,
Of wanting to preserve this life.
To help. Yeah. Or, like, with gay rights, they genuinely believe that they're going to be damned for eternity. Like, they're trying to help. That's what's crazy about all this stuff is, like, no wonder it's a hot-button issue.
Yeah.
Because one person is saying, you're trying to control my life, and you're shaming me, and you're making me feel bad, and, you know, people, there's horror stories of kids getting kicked out of their families, and I don't agree with it.
Oh, totally.
And then, on the other hand, it's, but I truly believe I am saving you for eternity if I make this effort. And, like, that's the thing. No one's evil. No one's trying to do this because they like to see people suffer.
Right.
That's true.
There are ways that you can word the Bible that work to your agenda. And that's the hard part is, like, you're putting a bad idea on this faith, a hateful idea on this faith, because you want to read the Bible this one specific way, and it seems like it's promoting your agenda. Where I agree that, like, when you're raised in a faith too, that becomes, and we've talked about this before, in that, like, idealizing anybody can be so dangerous. We've seen that from, what is that, Captured in Plain Sight? Abducted in Plain Sight.
Abducted.
It's like, holy shit.
Oh,
like,
my
you just,
God.
Yeah.
What a crazy document.
Yeah, if you teach. Or
yeah,
one,
absolutely
the one
insane.
With the Bhagwan. The, it's like,
oh, Wild Wild Country.
Yes.
That was so good.
That
was just
escalated so
fast. It's because people put people on a pedestal and it's like, no, that fucking person is so just a human being doing their best.
Yeah.
Like, you are. What?
I know.
Why are we doing this? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I thought that was great. But such a great documentary.
The other thing about religion that's dangerous but also amazing about it is that it helps people in their most vulnerable state and times. Mm-hmm. So, like, that can manifest in great ways, and that can manifest in really hateful, dangerous ways, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just,
so true.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's what's hard about
it. It's so hard, yeah.
Everyone really believes what they believe, and if it fundamentally conflicts with another person's belief, if you think you would be doing them harm by not trying to convince them, then that's, I think, where the trouble lies.
Yes.
Which is why probably we get along well, is because we don't think we don't know 1,000% that we're right, and therefore we don't try and put our beliefs on others.
Right.
For any reason.
And even so, we recognize that nothing that we believe contradicts in the way we need to treat one another. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We all think that we should be good.
Good
like,
people
kind,
just
yeah,
to be
kind
good to
other people
yeah,
because
exactly.
that's what they deserve.
Yes.
And they're just here doing their best. I feel
right.
like... I, like, yes, I completely agree and that I don't 110% know. Mm-hmm. But I feel like, based off my personal experience that no one else has been a part of, I feel like I feel very strong in my beliefs on what happens after death. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I can't put my experiences on someone else because that's not their journey.
Right.
And their experiences are valid because that's their experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even though I feel so rooted in mine...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not someone else's, and that's not what they're meant to have. If they're not meant to have that at this time.
Exactly.
And whatever the case is.
Yeah.
It goes back to that, like, we talked about this before, and I brought it up, and you had heard of it, where someone dies, and then once they go to, like, wherever you go, they're with, like, this mentor, God, universe, like, person, and they're like, oh, every single person, the egg.
Yes.
I don't know about the egg. I don't know where I heard this or read it. I must have read it.
Yes.
But I have such a strong memory of this, and it's never left me, where they die, and they're like, every single soul on Earth is you in a different timeline.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's not linear.
Crazy.
It's right away, really fucking mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, every single person is your soul living those experiences.
Wow.
So it's like,
if
I, having all this stuff that I know, was born... in a body where they were super religious and super very much like this.
Yes.
Who's to say I wouldn't
you
feel
would.
Those same ways?
Right.
Exactly.
That's what's
so how can you say, I think it just goes to, I don't want to say ignorance because that has a bad connotation, but just like people just not being open and being able to see things. If they're in that and that's all they know, of course they're going to believe X, Y, and Z.
And just as much as we believe our things, that's as hard as they believe theirs.
Exactly.
Right.
And actually that reminded me of what I was going to say, which is like to have that compassion for someone else to realize that everyone is just a victim of circumstance and dealing with what they were given, like the hand that they were dealt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. At the end of the day, we're all humans and we're all just trying to get through this life the best we can.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, I literally feel like that's what it is.
Yeah.
Everyone's just doing their best.
Everyone's doing their best.
That's what they're given with.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Literally, that's it.
YouTube the egg.
Oh,
wow. There's like a cartoon about it.
See, I have like a very strong visual, but I know I didn't watch anything.
That's crazy.
I think I made it in my head.
I think I made up the egg.
You're the author of that.
No, I read it somewhere.
Where are you soon?
Stop. I read it in high... Like, this has been for years that I've known about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, a teacher told
it
to me. Someone told me. I feel like I read it and was like, yo, this is...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was like 16 or something insane.
It was so crazy because you mentioned that literally like 3 days after I watched it with.
Really?
So,
Mm-hmm. This is something that I've never left my body. I was like, it's just so powerful.
YouTube the egg. Just like Google it.
I'll have to... look and see
you
this.
You guys should add it to your bio. We should.
Yeah.
I kind of feel
I mean, I would love it if that were true. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it is super cool.
Yeah.
It's also hard.
And, like, I think...
Think about that.
At the end of the day, thinking about how we're all just the same and how we're all going to die one day, no matter what happens after, it's still scary, the thought of dying. Like, it just makes things not matter as much in a good way. Like, it's kind of nice to realize that nothing matters.
But, like, the impression that you leave on people, and that's what we're all trying to do, like, a good thing
right.
on.
Do the
like,
good things that you can while you're there.
What is mattering.
And then you die, and then you die. And then you're wherever, whatever happens next.
And by nothing matters, I mean, like, 99% of things. Like, your relationships matter, your connection matters. Like, those are all things that, you know, the real substantive things. But, like, the things we worry about in a day-to-day do not matter.
Like, he met you in class this morning.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have mattered tomorrow.
Right.
So, like, why the fuck was I so...
Exactly.
Running children over left and right.
Children over.
I don't know.
Children. Also today,
all the children.
In one of the ballet classes that I taught, I was talking about, like, working on quad at the bar. And I was like, in the shape of a cross. And, and I just thought it was funny because we were taping the podcast tonight. But one of my girls was like... In a cross, like, this, like, a railroad crossing is the kind of fingers that she's holding up, which is what I'm holding up now. She's like, or, like, the cross that Jesus died on.
Oh,
Like, ooh.
That was like the second one, I guess. Oh my gosh. But it was funny. We have quite a few Catholic schoolgirls, like, at the studio, and it's hilarious. Oh, even when, like, we're working on Boo Ray, and I was like, little crosses, tiny crosses, and they're like the cross that you...
Yeah, you're like, no. Kids are so funny when talking about religion. I remember my parents gave me this, like, children's book of the Bible, and it had, like, the children's version with, like, all the pictures. Mm-hmm. And I remember being like, you guys, like, the world is made in 7 days, but where were the dinosaurs? Like, were they just one day? Like, I was so confused. My parents were like, stop reading that book. Let's calm down.
Have you guys seen Fleabag?
No.
You haven't either?
No. Oh, my God. I've never even heard of it.
Fleabag? What? Me neither.
I don't know. Maybe kidding? I have.
No.
You're going to lose all your followers. It is amazing, the fact that
should we delete this part? Oh, because it's
amazing.
Should we delete this part? Should we edit it out?
I can't believe it's on Amazon Prime. Add it to your list.
I have Amazon Prime.
Such a quality show. So good. That's the reason I ask is because season 2
it just popped
deals
up.
With religion a bit. So
is it this like a sitcom?
Or no, it's a scripted show.
Okay.
I mean,
it's British.
It's British, yeah.
It's British.
It just won a bunch of Emmys. It did. So good.
Oh,
okay. It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is rare.
Guys, it's good. It's really good.
Okay. All right, we'll watch that before our next podcast.
Yeah. I'm very excited. Good. I hope that like people in our generation are more willing to talk about religion and not realize, realize. Mm-hmm. That we don't need to be upset with each other about it. And then it should be, like, an open conversation about, like, what kind of food we like in the same way.
Yeah, just sharing ideas.
I think we're getting towards the right direction.
I think so, too.
I think our generation is more willing to, like, challenge what society has told us is, like, quote-unquote normal in a lot of ways. And I hope that's
true. I agree
with
that.
And I think we have access to a lot more information now, and I think that... Hopefully, if we can get, like, off the extreme tweets and posts and stuff and just, like, start talking to each other face-to-face, like, we can
get that makes get such a big difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are psycho on the internet.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
Themselves.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have hope that we'll get there. And it takes conversations like these and having them with, you know, different people and just being open to, like, learn.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much for listening to episode 2 of the Spiritual Podcast. Check us out in about 2 weeks. We'll come out with our next episode. And we want to thank Christina so much for being here for our first real episode.
Thank you, guys. I'm honored to be here. And I think it's so cool that you guys are creating instead of constantly consuming. And you have the guts to put something out there, especially something as scary as this topic, and I think this is so cool. So good job, you guys.
Thanks. Love you very much. Yeah, for sure.
We'll see you next time.
Bye. Stay with our Instagram so that you know when the next podcast is coming out.
Bye.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.